about a little music. Back to our occasional feature we call In Your Ear, where we ask some of our guests about the music that's at the top of their personal playlists. Today we hear from Matthew Barton, the curator of recorded sound at the Library of Congress. Now, he recently told us about new additions to the library's archives, including Tupac Shakur and Little Richard. But with all of the listening he does on the job, we wanted to know what he's listening to when he's not on the clock.
My name is Matthew Barton, and I'm the curator of recorded sound at the Library of Congress. One album that I've been listening to is called Icelandic Spring Poem. And it is from Iceland. It's choral music from Iceland. And it's the opening track. It's got a very unusual melodic line, and it describes the physical beauty of Iceland. And my girlfriend Karen and I went to Iceland for the first time last year, and we're really blown away by the place. It's really spectacular. Another album that I've been listening to a great deal lately is Paris 1919 by John Cale, and in particular the song Andalusia. It's a very, very appealing melody. It draws you in, but then the lyrics are very unusual and you start thinking about it. The first line is almost a pun. I think it's, Andalusia, when can I see you?
Andalusia, when can I see you? When it is snowing out again, Farmer John wants you louder and softer, closer and nearer than again.
So is he talking about, land or a woman? It's hard to say.
Taking you.
Actually, I've been listening to a great deal of the British group The Hollies.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you.
Which is probably best known today for the group where Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Nash got his start. And The Hollies were of the same generation as the Beatles. They were from Manchester. They were a wonderful band that did just the most wonderful harmonies. They really brought a new sound and a new standard into rock and roll harmony. One song where you can really hear Graham Nash is Carousel, which was a modest size hit in the United States. It's a wonderful counterpoint between Nash, who wasn't always the lead singer, and Alan Clark, who was the lead singer. And Clark is, I feel, one of the most underrated vocalists in rock. He's really outstanding, both as a solo voice and in the wonderful harmonies that the Hollies could pull off.
That was Matthew Barton, the curator of recorded sound at the Library of Congress, telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our interview that we did with him about the archives, just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then Tell Me More. And the Barbershop Guys are next. Please stay with us. That she won't do.